I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Organic Koo. Spring training is here, and the Organic Koo is giving away free coffee with your breakfast purchase at all Koo locations to celebrate.
Oh.
The offer ends Friday, so hurry in.
All right.
To a Koo location. The Koo. Yum. Mm.
Organic Koo.
We had their chicken sandwiches. Those were pretty good,
it's
right?
It's been so long.
Chicken burritos.
I'm starving for their chicken.
I think we even had their hot dogs.
We did. We had corn dogs.
Right.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Delicious. All organic.
Right.
It's an organic takeover, the Organic Koo.
So here's what's happening. The Democrats debated last night. It seems like most of the contestants on the stage agreed on one thing, which is Mike Bloomberg is the worst person in the world.
Yeah.
After that, it was an all-out destroy each other.
Kill him.
Right.
Get him.
Get him.
Get him.
So I guess the last one standing will be the one that ends up running come, what is that, November.
Yeah.
Yay. Zip-a-dee-doo-da. Right. So there's that. And by the way, there are some tools to help you find your contestant.
Oh, there's some tools, all right.
The Chronicle, they've got a thing that says, hey, if you answer these questions, it'll tell you.
Oh, who you align with.
Yeah, you may actually end up part of some scam.
Right.
Because we don't know how any of these quizzes, where these quizzes land you. But
right.
Or you might find your contestant.
Yeah.
Candidate is what I mean
sure.
to say.
Right.
But a fast fact.
Okay. I love fast fact. I love those.
People around. By the way, you haven't brought up Survivor at all. Was it a good episode?
It was a fine episode. Okay. I'm waiting for you guys. Okay. We agreed that we're going to talk about it on Fridays.
All right.
Just like we're going to talk about tattoos on Tuesdays.
We are?
Yeah. You're not here for this.
Tattoos on Tuesdays?
Yeah, the Tattoo Tuesday files. What is it?
Tattoo Tuesday report.
Yeah, the Tattoo Tuesday report.
I'm thinking about getting a tattoo soon.
Oh, well, we'll have to
add
it into
the
report.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't usually know what I want, though. Is that what people talk about? Like what?
Oh, and the tattoo. You'll have to be here Tuesday for the Tattoo Tuesday report, and then you'll find out what that's all about.
All right. Sounds good.
Maybe we'll get your grubby guy. What's his name? Grimes.
Grime.
Grime. I got it.
He's not grubby.
I don't, whatever.
His name is Grime.
Maybe we'll have him come on as a special guest for Tattoo Tuesday, and he can make comments on all the tattoos
I'm
we
gonna
yeah,
guess
we can
he's...
ask him, which is like the most overdone tattoo.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I'm
yes,
pretty
yes.
sure he doesn't work these kind of hours. It's not his tattoo people are up late, sleep late.
I don't know. I know
art,
a guy.
Art life.
He's got a wife and a kid, and he goes to his tattoo job every day.
You know a guy?
Yeah. The guy from Spider Murphy's.
He hasn't tattooed you yet?
No, he's never even asked me if I wanted a tattoo. He can tell him that I'm
a
tattoo
type. Do you want
one? You know, doesn't everybody deep down?
I don't know.
I just wouldn't want to get one without it being the right thing, you know?
Well.
Like the things I'm into, I don't know. Like, what am I going to get, a sewing machine tattooed on me?
Well, yes.
A purse?
As a matter of fact, you could.
Get like a hoe. Oh, I actually could get like a shovel or something.
A hoe?
You know, like a gardening implement. A pitchfork. Oh, I could get a pitchfork. Oh, my God. A pitchfork would be great.
That would be great.
Yeah, pitchfork on my upper arm. Laurent, get ready for me. Maybe we'll have Laurent come in. I know he works regular
hours.
There you
go. If he's someone who gets up early, he'd have him in.
Come on in and he can make every Tuesday you can tell us what works and what doesn't work.
Have a tattoo party.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'll let him ink me up.
You will?
Why not?
I thought you only let Grime touch your canvas.
No.
All right.
No, I'm not. I mean, I'm picky because I want someone to be good, and Grime's my guy, but no, I don't, no.
He does.
And most people who have tattoos have that one or two, and sometimes three, where they're like, that didn't work out.
Well, because you're getting going.
That
you
didn't
know?
Go
you start,
as I had hoped.
You're starting early.
Unfortunately, I've got that one. You can barely see what it
is.
Well,
you've covered it up. It's on that arm.
You don't know.
Yes, I do. It's right there in the middle of what became an octopus, and it's a terrible, it's like a hag looking... Starbucks cup.
It's not from Starbucks. There was no Starbucks when I got that.
Oh, that's why it's so unfortunate.
It's unfortunate because the guy who did it was a case of beer in, and I didn't know that until after I was seated. And he
still,
was getting
you could
ready
have
to...
stood up.
I could have ran.
Does
yes,
seem like you know.
I did at the time feel weird pressure to stay.
Well, once
where
you've committed, right? You can't like question the drunk dude with the knife behind his ear. You know? Oh, really? You're not going to let me tattoo you?
Right. Anyway, where
money,
was I?
Son.
Oh yeah. How about a fast fact?
Fast fact, fact, fact.
People
fact.
Around the world ate almost 104 billion packages of ramen noodles in 2018.
They're so good.
That's more than 13 servings per person.
Oh. Oh. That's a lot. I eat a lot of it.
Of ramen?
Oh, yeah. We make, because you can just use it as a base and chop stuff into it and drop eggs into it. And it's just easier than making, like, I wouldn't know how to make a real ramen broth.
And you use ramen?
Yeah, just ramen noodles.
The brick thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they're, what are they, a quarter? 40 cents?
Well, don't they have, the big thing don't the, isn't there like a higher end brand that uses slightly less salt?
You know what? It doesn't matter. I like the top ramen.
All right.
Yeah. Do you guys eat the ramen?
We don't. Our diet, though, has completely changed. In fact, people have been writing in about me mentioning the almond milk. Look, my kid is, I don't know what she's got. We don't know that she's got, if it's Crohn's or if it's ulcerative colitis or what, or a parasite. We don't know what, we still don't have a verdict. But she is eating a very strict diet, which has not completely put her in remission, but mostly.
Mm-hmm. She's back to being a kid and having
fun. There's still some numbers that are way off. Way off.
Like blood work numbers?
Blood work numbers,
oh,
yes.
Oh, boy.
So we don't, you can't call it remission yet.
All right.
Because there's numbers that are off. But for us, seeing her weight gain.
Yes. And not have hollows under her eyes or bloody.
Right. And no blood.
Stools.
Right. Yes. Sriracha.
Oh, I love sriracha.
Has a rooster on the bottle because the guy who created it was born in 1945, which was year
of
the rooster.
Cock. It's year of the cock. But that's what it is.
I understand.
Why? What? It's like, you know, it's. I actually think it's wrong to the Chinese culture to not say the real name.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Yes.
Was 42 years old when he took over as president after William McKinley was assassinated, which makes him the youngest president ever. 42.
Oh. How old was
Barack? JFK was 43 when he was elected.
Ah. And Barack was what?
I don't know.
44.
Yeah. I mean, he was a young guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's already done.
More like 48.
And he's not even 60 yet, right?
I don't know how old he is.
Couldn't.
But yes, that sounds
be.
Right. Yeah, I want to say he was in his 40s, but I don't know how far in.
When Samsung started in 1938, it was a trading company that sold dried fish, groceries, and noodles. It got into electronics in the late 60s.
Huh. Selling, like, Polaroid cameras or something?
I don't know.
What did they have in the 60s?
I don't know.
TVs.
Know. Sure. Yeah. I got a few Samsung TVs.
Oh, you do?
They were good.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we bought three of them at once at the Costco.
Oh.
You know?
Three at once.
Well, I mean, we got, you know, two in one house and one at another
place.
Was
it a good deal? Like, if you bought three, you get one free?
No, it was just one of those things where we went, because now they're so light and so thin and so easy to...
Remember even those first ones you'd be hanging on the wall? You're like, I'm going to pull the side of my house down with this.
Mm-hmm. Over 4,000 Americans were asked how comfortable they are hearing a recording of their own voice, and over 40% of us do not like. Almost 50% said, oh, I'm fine with it, whatever.
Mm. And only DJs said, yeah, I'm totally used to it, and I like it.
Look, I hear it in my headphones, but I don't listen back to us.
No, but I hear our recorded spots. It doesn't bother me. You know, it doesn't bother me. I hear bits and pieces of our show all the time. In fact, when we, I like when Vaughn puts up the little clip of the day there on the Alice
973. Oh, you like to listen to that?
Well, I actually guess I don't even notice that I'm listening to myself. I'm just watching, you know, what people are seeing through the looking glass. And I think that's funny. You know?
My wife said.
It doesn't bother me at all.
Did you listen back to the game?
Oh, I listened to that a bunch of times.
You did?
I told you, I played it for like 20 people. Everyone I came into contact with for the next 3 days got to hear Vinny and Vinny's wife. Vinny's wife was the... She stole the show.
Oh, really?
Your dad's a loser. Hold on. Be quiet.
Well, anyway, she was like, you didn't listen to it? No, I was there.
Did she listen to it?
She's listened to it. So did the kids listen to it.
She's brilliant. And the kids, you can hear them. And the baby, I like when you go to the Hulk baby, you know, Edie, hi. She goes, ha! So.
That's Hulk for you.
So funny.
Right. Well,
so
that's good. How she got that. I heard her actual nickname is Sister.
Is it?
But Hulk has taken over because
Hulk
of
baby.
Those kinds of. Right.
Oh, she's adorable. Those kids, all I could picture was Christina. Poor little tiny Christina. Like, these kids just clambering all over and beating her down. Your dad's a loser.
Anyway, I was more nervous for them than I was for myself, and I never listened back to it. Oh. So I haven't heard it.
It is. That's a typical response, I think. I'm always, like, if I have a family member on, I'm like, don't embarrass yourself. Don't embarrass yourself. You don't want to hear about it. The rest, you know, then they hang their hat on their embarrassment.
Chase and Nicole McCown.
Oh.
They're both on the police force in Kentucky. Elizabethtown, to be exact.
I see.
Saturday was their date night, and they decided to get some chicken fingers.
Are they married?
They are.
Okay.
Chase
fingers,
and Nicole.
Huh?
They're both married police officers. They were off duty. They were at Raising Cane's fast food joint for chicken fingers
for
on
chicken
Saturday
fingers.
Night. Right.
All right.
Then they realized the guy at the register had a gun and was robbing the place. And they were just sitting there having some chicken fingers.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they both jumped into action. And there's surveillance video. You can see them both get up, pull their weapons, take different paths towards the register.
Oh, sure. A little hand signal, like they don't have to talk.
Right. Oh, right. This isn't working on radio, though. Yeah. So,
but you can imagine it. We're, right. we're actually pretty much experts. We have all kinds of hand signals in here.
Right.
Wrap it up.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Anyway, so they took different paths toward the register. Justin saw them. This is the guy who was committing the crime, Justin Carter.
Ah.
He saw him and took off running out of the store, and they ran after him. They caught him a few blocks away and held him until on-duty police came to arrest him.
Oh, that's no, the chicken fingers must have got some cold.
That's a date night for these two.
Yeah.
Is they
the
stopped
the
crime.
So.
Heroes.
You got it there?
Yeah, it's right here.
All right.
Walks in.
So this guy's going to walk up. Oh, he's got something over his face.
Oh, he's covering his face. He's wearing a hoodie.
Now, any minute, looks like we're going
to
see them coming.
When are they going to come
in? They got
the
little
picture.
Kid seats sitting up there. That's quite a large restaurant.
There's another angle of the cops.
What did you say this place was called? Chicken Pickers?
Raising Cane.
Oh, Raising Cane.
Well, Chicken Pickers.
I don't know.
Chicken Pickers.
What?
I want to see the part where
they're
come
over
in.
Here.
All right, here we go.
It's going to jump to there.
Oh, there they are.
Oh,
look at them.
Oh, quietly grabbing their guns.
They're getting up.
Quietly grabbing their guns.
They're walking over. Oh, they are doing hand signals. Well, no, they're not. I made that part up.
Oh boy! They're in business there. They're business mode. It's business.
They've
time.
Just got the guns out. Oh,
the guy takes off.
Running.
The way they hold it too is like they've got form. You can tell they're trained.
Yeah, they both
that
bound out the door after him. That's date night for these two.
Yeah. Well,
imagine that.
Heroes, I guess.
Well, yeah. What do you mean you guess?
I know, it just seems very like wow. Like someone's going to get shot.
Well, yeah, the criminal.
Don't shoot.
Here they are.
Is that them?
Yeah.
Oh, what a cute couple.
Oh, they are a cute couple. They're darling. What fun.
Yeah, what fun.
Ooh. What? I don't know.
You're tripping.
I just feel like people, you know, running down a street with guns drawn, it's just like someone's bound to get hurt. And maybe not the person you want to get hurt. That's
no,
all.
They're trained.
All right. Maybe they could run with their guns up.
They're not Barney Fife,
they
Sarah.
Go, they
they're
go
trained
the,
police.
The door. Like, isn't some guy even trying to walk in as they're exiting, holding their...
Hold on.
Well, at the very end of the
they
thing.
Saved that guy's life because he was going to walk into a crime in place.
I guess.
They helped him. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Hey, Vinny, I drink Three Trees Organic Almond Milk. Only ingredients are organic almonds and water. I have to avoid all processed food additives because of an autoimmune thing. This is a great product for me. Might work for you and your family too. That's exactly why we use Malk, because it's almonds, water.
Ah.
The end.
The end.
And that's what was needed. So the missus was actually making it herself, but it takes too long.
Yeah.
You have to soak them, and then you have to...
Just buy the stuff if you can get it without preservatives.
What do they call that, cheesecloth?
Oh, yeah,
like
yeah.
You have strain to use that to strain it. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
And so...
Look at this guy coming in the door at the very end. Like, these two run out. They run out with their guns drawn right out in front of them. Boom. Close. The guy comes
and walks in.
Guy
like
comes
so
walking right in. Like, oh, like, well, big deal. So two people just ran out with pointing guns.
Well,
guy comes walking in like, hey.
I want some chicken.
Yeah. You know what? I want chicken fingers, and I'm not going to wait another second for them. I don't care how many guns you have to run.
You know when you're hungry.
Oh, I do. You're talking to the right person.
Vincent, try Oatly. It's oat milk. It's delicious. High in protein. Yeah. I mean, I'll try all the stuff.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it.
Well, if you found something that worked, why try all the stuff?
You
said you like it.
Everybody's telling me I'm doing the wrong thing.
You're doing the right thing. Don't worry about it. Vinny, don't worry about it.
My daughter was 2 the first time she said the F word. She was trying to get her jacket off and was getting all tangled up in it. All of a sudden, I hear this tiny voice say, bleepin' jacket.
Oh.
I died, and then we tried to talk about not using that word.
Yeah. It's hard when mommy and daddy use it all the time.
I have found myself saying it in the car, and then I look in the rearview mirror, and there's my daughter right behind me. Yep, big-eyed. And I just go,
what word was that? What does that mean?
When you were talking about AC/DC this morning, Sarah did not say dirty deeds. She called it dirty dancing. That was funny.
No, I didn't.
Sounds like you did.
I said dirty deeds done dirt cheap. Did I say dirty dancing? If I said dirty dancing, just kill me now.
Okay.
Take me for a hike.
Vin, fish shouldn't smell. Fresh fish doesn't smell, just an FYI. After it's cooked, it does smell.
Sometimes even fresh fish has a fish smell.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean it's bad.
Right.
It still smells like fish. Fishy.
Why only fish? What's wrong with other proteins? Actually curious. It's a whole thing to do with this autoimmune thing my kids got. It's, if I could explain it, I would. The missus has read everything. Yeah. And
you know what you're doing? What works.
Right. A lot of people wrote in to tell you that Teddy is John's daughter.
Yes, a lot of people actually texted me. I would like to thank 12 of my friends and my mother for saying, daughter, daughter, it's his daughter, 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 daughter.
And then others wrote and said, Elaine was the model that John Mellencamp was married to for all this. So
I
Elaine
remember
is
the name.
Teddy's mom or no?
Elaine is Teddy's mom, I believe, yeah.
Got it.
And I will say this, that chick Teddy, I think she looks a lot like her mom. I thought, God, she looks great for like a 50-year-old, but she's only 30-something.
Yikes. Mm. That's not good.
No. I mean, but for 50, she looks amazing.
She's not.
Right, but if she were 50.
I grew up in the 80s. My music influence was movies and MTV. Purple Rain, Valley Girl, Breakfast Club, Pretty in Pink, 16 Candles, Ferris Bueller's. Sure.
Look at you. That's a very good example.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever listen to the Plimsolls?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you did?
Sure.
That's
I couldn't say Valley Girl. I couldn't name a song. What was the song that they had on the...
A Million Miles Away.
Million miles away.
Huh?
I'm surprised she knew it immediately.
Well, as soon as he said it, I, you know.
This song?
Yeah. Dun-dun. Vinny!
Vinny!
Agent Orange is playing at Hop Monk in Novato in May.
Oh, my God. How funny.
Yeah, I won't be at that, but I bet it'll be fun.
Yeah.
Those guys were one of my favorites.
I can't believe they're playing at Hop Monk.
Do you know Agent Orange?
I know that they should not be playing at the Hop Monk.
Why?
They need to play someplace like crazy and dirty. And that place is such a lovely family restaurant.
Well, what are you saying about Agent Orange?
Oh, nothing.
They're not. Of the punk bands I used to listen to, Agent Orange is not one of the worst ones.
All right.
I can't. Living in darkness. I can't.
We're gonna take a
break. All right, we'll
break here while you figure that out.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.